Sheboygan's Point, keeping you connected to the big deal in town. Well,
the big deal.
I just made that up.
New deal.
I don't know. The new Mayor Ryan Sorensen, Sheboygan Mayor Ryan Sorensen, joins me this morning on the Point Morning Show. Good, good, good. You had your big State of the City address last night.
Yeah.
Came in at just under 20 minutes. Way to go.
Hey, you know, I don't want to do the, you know, hour like some other folks.
Way to be. Yeah. There was some cheering. There was some booing. There was some highlights. There was some,
studio audience.
I don't think there was any booing or low lights. No. But let's just run down some of the quick things that you did mention last night. Amazon, everybody. Everybody talking about the big Amazon thing in town. Just quickly, what is that? What's happening? People love the idea or hate the idea?
Yeah, so obviously we have an industrial park on the far south side of town. It's been a little delayed. COVID set a lot of things back. So we've been really aggressive in trying to fill the business park, bring jobs to our community, improve the local economy. And Amazon reached out. So we've been working with them to build a distribution center there. So we'll be working with them and hopefully be breaking ground sometime in the spring for the distribution center there.
Hopefully that means I'd get my toilet paper and batteries faster if I order stuff.
Probably.
Yeah. All right. North Pier is kind of a big deal. I caught that last night.
Yeah, that was kind of one of the big announcements.
Yeah.
So the Army Corps of Engineers is going to be working on North Pier, you know, the one going out to the lighthouse. So they're doing their planning and engineering component for it. It's going to take some time. But hopefully they'll start construction around that in 2029. So it's going to look very similar to what they've done with South Pier. Make it a little wider, make it a little more accessible for folks to go out there and enjoy the lighthouse.
Maybe safer, too.
Maybe hopefully safer. Yeah. That's the goal.
And while we're on it, the lighthouse itself is up for grabs, and
we're going to try to grab it. So the city's going to try to obtain it, make sure that we maintain it for future generations. The federal government has been trying to offboard ownership of the lighthouse, and obviously our red lighthouse is iconic for Sheboygan, so we want to do what we can to preserve that, make sure it doesn't go away. So we're filling out the proper paperwork. We're going to send it in. Hopefully we'll get, we'll keep it in our city.
Hopefully that stays around for a long time. Cruise ships coming into Sheboygan. I heard that, and I went, what?
Yeah. So obviously Great Lakes cruise ships have been a growing trend right now. And folks want to stop in Sheboygan. So this summer, a few ships are going to be parking in Sheboygan, American Cruise Lines right here in our port. So folks will travel all over the Great Lakes and stop here and get off, go shopping, eat out of restaurants, go to the bars, enjoy everything that Sheboygan has to offer.
So they're going
to
pull in down at Blue Harbor?
In front of Blue Harbor, kind of right by the Putt-Putt Gulf down there. Dock right along the river, spend some time there. Tourism.
There will be a lot of local looky lulus down there just checking that out, I'm sure. Doing the people watching thing, the people getting off.
It's going to be fun.
The boats. Speaking of boats, boat racing back in Sheboygan.
Motorboat racing is back.
It's awesome.
Actually, there's new ownership this year. So P1 historically has been the organization that's ran this. This year, it's the International Hot Rod Association that'll be doing the boat races. So they bought out P1. So we're hoping that this will be a bigger and better event, more boats, more jet ski races. So we're working with the organizers to make sure that we have a really fun summer for boat racing.
Sounds positive. And then some big pieces of information too, housing, infrastructure and things.
Yep.
There's a lot of buildings going up. There's a lot of shifting and changing around. People just uncertainty from some people, but you guys know what's going on.
Yeah. So obviously housing and infrastructure is things that I talk a lot about. It's all connected to our local economy. And I mentioned in my State of the City address, a lot of our local businesses are growing. They're adding more employees. Old Wisconsin's adding another line. Acuity announced 200 more jobs. When, you know, these employers are growing, they need places for their families to live, all different levels. So affordable housing, single family homes, senior housing, all across the board. That's our strategy. Housing is a human right. We want to make sure that folks have access to it.
Excellent. What did we leave out?
Roads. We did 12 road repairs in 25. In 26, we're going to do 15 roads to fix them and, you know, keep filling those potholes.
Fix the damn roads,
Ryan
Sorensen.
Foot on the gas.
Please, fix the damn roads.
You betcha.
I appreciate it for coming in. Happy Fat Tuesday.
Happy Fat Tuesday.
I totally appreciate your time and congratulations with another fine year.
Yeah, we're keeping our foot in the gas, doing a lot of good work in the Malibu of the Midwest.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Ben.